One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
There was definitely something that happened to these people that was earth-shattering and completely has shaken up their lives.
If you want access to the best real ghost stories,
I think she was afraid that they were going to make her little friend go away.
Real accounts of the dead coming back to life.
She had a spirit that she had gotten very close with.
Real video and images of ghosts.
A little boy.
Then you need to be an extra podcast person, also known as an EPP. Sign up to be one for only $5 a month at ghostpodcast.com.
I stared transfixed as the mist began to gradually become more solid and translucent, and to my shock, more human in appearance.
Your support is what keeps our show on the air. For only $5, you'll have access to hundreds of EPP exclusive episodes, updated weekly, exclusive video content, and more.
Behind me in my kitchen, I hear a little girl say, "Are you my daddy? Where's my daddy?"
Keep us on the air and get access to the best ghost stories and more now at ghostpodcast.com. And thanks for your support.
Stories online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. The phone number 855-853-4802. Of course, you can write it at realghoststoriesonline.com. Click on that Tell Us Your Ghost Story button, or you can email me your audio file if you're going to record your ghost story that way on your device. It's Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. Of course, social media, we are all over the place, so feel free to interact with us on that. On Facebook, just look up Real Ghost Stories Online, Twitter, at Ghost Story Radio, Instagram at Ghost Podcast, and Snapchat. I do all sorts of weird things on there. That's got to be
really
weird. That's going to be like the strangest social media we have, because I love playing with the faces and crap you
the
can
filters.
Do. And I just do. I have this ongoing one where I'm Rick from The Walking Dead, because you can like impose another face on you, except it's a bald Rick, because it doesn't put his hair on me. It leaves it gone. But the rest of the face, it looks like Rick, and I'm always searching for Carl in strange places. It's like, I'm here. Underneath the sink. Carl, you down? It's great.
Yeah.
It's great fun. So, at Ghost Podcast on Snapchat, if you want to find us there, and several hundreds of you have already begun to enjoy that piece of insanity. So, there you go. 855-853-4802, our phone number, as you are aware, to share your ghostly experiences with us. How are you this fine day, Jenny Bruski?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you enjoying your new microphone?
I am.
I don't know if anyone's noticed, but Jenny has a new microphone, in case you're looking in our windows with binoculars across the woods or something like that. Or maybe just could pick up on the improved audio over there.
The improved audio, the strange sound is just my scratchy throat right now, but... Mm-hmm. But I think the audio is better.
Yeah, I like it a lot too. It's a cool microphone.
And I finally got big girl headphones.
You did. You graduated from my old ones that I eventually said, I can't use these anymore. Here, you use them.
It worked for a couple years.
It did. It really did. I mean, it's just kind of... And they were like... I used to use those here in the studio until I brought my ones home from the radio station when I was working there. And then we had two pairs of headphones. But now you have big girl headphones and a blue microphone. It's...
I'm all set up.
It's like there's people actually listening and we have to like step our game up a little bit.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Let's go to our first story today. It's coming into us from Daniel in New Mexico. And Daniel, let's hear your story.
Hey, it's Daniel. Live out here in Phoenix, but my experience happened in my hometown of Willis, California. And I lived in a small duplex. It was two bedroom. It was only two units on it. And I lived there for about 2 years. Didn't experience nothing. I met a girl. We got pretty close together. We're still together to this day. And anyways, she would tell me she feels weird. She feels weird. She doesn't like staying at my house. She doesn't like coming over or anything. And especially whenever I'm not there, like she was waiting for me to get off work or something. She did not want to be there. Well, one day she saw I was making coffee. I was already gone for work and she was in the shower. She got out smelling coffee. And I just brushed it off because I also had a roommate. He drank lots of coffee. I think it was just aroma lingering and sheer senses got used to it and she was able to smell it whenever she got out of the shower. But anyways, fast forward probably about another 2 months and I'm laying in bed by myself. I'm dog sitting for my mom. She has a big bull mastiff Great Dane mix. And anyways, this dog, she was extremely housebroken, never goes potty in the house. She was a good dog, and she didn't really like to cuddle. If she was laying on the couch or on the bed, and you came and sat down next to her, or you started getting up on the bed, she'd be gone. She wants nothing to do with you. Anyways, I'm laying in my bed. I'm laying there watching TV. I had my back facing my door. And anyways, my hallway was at least 20 feet long because the duplex goes long ways. As soon as you walk in, living room, and then living room's connected to the kitchen, then the hallway goes all the way back. It was maybe 20 yards. No, not 20 yards, probably about 20 feet long. Anyways, my bedroom was the first one. I heard footsteps start from the end of the hall where the second bedroom's at. All the way to my door. And I heard doom, 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 and it just get louder and louder, and then it'd stop right at my door and then start all over again. And it went on for like 20 minutes. And my mom's dog that I'm dog sitting for is, I'm looking at her, she's got her entire body laid across me. And she's smelling the air. I could tell she's really nervous. I knew something was going on. And anyways, it just kept going and going. I was scared. I didn't know what to think of it. I didn't think it was my neighbors. Their house was all carpet. My house is all hardwood floor. And I just closed my eyes and just forced myself to sleep. And anyways, I fell asleep. My sister came and visited me in the morning. It was about 8:30, and she sat down on my couch, and my mom's dog that I was dog sitting for came running to her, jumped in her lap, and she was shivering. Something happened while I was sleeping. This dog was shivering, and she just shit and pissed all over my sister while she was on her lap. And this is 8:30 in the morning, and my sister woke me up and had to wash her clothes. But anyways, that was my experience. I moved out shortly after, not because of the haunting. I'm now a paranormal investigator. And anyways, I didn't tell many people what really happened that night. Fast forward another 6 months, and I had a friend move in, and she experienced something else. She had two children, and she said she was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and she was coming down the hall, and she bumped into what she felt like was a child. She said it had a white aura. She didn't say anything. She didn't give much description on what it looked like, but she thought it was her son. As she turned around, she realized that it was an entity of some sort, and she said she ran out the house, and she moved out the next day. Just started listening to you guys. Plan to become a member here soon. I drive a truck, and I got tired of listening to radio music. Enjoy what you guys do.
I think when you have a dog that is that afraid, that you should be that afraid as well. I mean, that's a big dog, and that was obviously something terrifying for it to lose its facilities on somebody.
Yeah, if your pets are kind of like the canary in the coal mine, I think sometimes with ghosts.
That's a really good analogy. Yes.
And when they're you know, acting up, and it's not just it's just a fly. You know, you can only use the it's just a fly excuse so long. Mm-hmm. You know, not that he's doing that, but I think a lot of people do that. It's like, oh, I don't know what he's, you know.
Yeah.
Because animals do, you know, they see and hear things that we don't see that are completely logical. But I think they also pick up on things that are not exactly something that we would normally encounter. So thank you for that story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hi.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. This is Courtney here from Vancouver, Canada. I'm a longtime listener and lover of the show. I am a sensitive and I have many stories of my own, and I love hearing experiences from other people because they really make you feel less alone to know that other people have gone through the same thing. So I thank you for that, and I thank you for doing this show. I thought I'd call in and just share a couple of quick stories that took place in my childhood home. When I grew up, I lived in a huge townhouse complex. It was probably built in about maybe the 1980s. It was not a very old place. There's no history there that I could confirm that might contribute to any paranormal events, aside from possibly just the sheer amount of people that surrounded the house. There was a lot of neighbors. I think I had probably 6 neighbors directly in my little area. So, I mean, it could be something passing through having to do with them, but nothing having to do with our particular unit. Growing up, I shared a room with my little sister, but she is quite a bit younger than me. She's 6 years younger than me, so as I got to be a little bit older, maybe around 10, 11, maybe even 12, my parents recognized that I'd probably be better off in a room on my own. So they moved me down into the basement in a room that they had built themselves. Down in the basement, there was also a laundry room and a TV room. So, I mean, it was pretty cool at that age that I didn't really have much reason to leave my room at that time. I had a sink and a TV, and for the most part, it was really great, but it also was really creepy and dark, and I mean, not somewhere where I always felt comfortable sleeping, and I didn't really attribute that to my sensitivity at the time. I just kind of thought, well, it's just not a very nice and comfortable room. I had a cat at the time, and for some reason she was so drawn to the basement she would never leave. She would never leave the basement. We had to put her food, her litter, her scratching post, we had to put everything down there because she wouldn't leave. If we didn't put it down there, she probably would starve. So I remember this one time, I was pretty young, I was listening to Beyoncé's first album, her first solo album, and I was dancing around my room. And I was dancing in my bedroom, kind of near my bed, and something came out from under my bed and clawed at my foot. And since my cat never left my basement, I was sure that it was my cat. So what I did was I went and got down on my knees and looked under my bed, and sure enough, my cat is not under my bed. So then I start to freak out, and I'm looking all around my room, and my cat is not in my room. And so the only other place the cat would be besides in my room would be either out on its scratching post where its food and its litter is, or in the laundry room. So I went out, not in the scratching post. So then I went into the laundry room, and she likes to climb up into the ventilation system for the laundry that goes outside from the basement. So I went and looked in there, and sure enough, she was in the ventilation pipe. So there was absolutely no way that she could have been under my bed to claw my foot, gotten out of my room with a closed door, gotten into the other room, climbed up, and gotten into the ventilation. Those pipes do not go through my room. They go from the laundry room outside. So that was a pretty freaky experience. And then another time, I remember I was probably doing the same thing, just listening to music, dancing around my room, or giving a fake performance or something. But I was doing whatever in my room, and I heard a knock on my door. And I open my door, and I hear pitter-pattering footsteps running up the stairs. And so I go out, and I think it's my sister. So I'm yelling, like, Kayla, my sister. I'm like, Kayla, like, what are you doing? Why are you knocking on my door? It's not funny. Just being, like, you know, the bratty preteen that I was. And so I go upstairs to go give my sister a heck. And there is absolutely no one in the house. There's nobody upstairs. My sister isn't home. My parents aren't home. I don't know where they are, but they're not in the house. So whatever knock I heard on my door was not my sister, and the little footsteps pitter-pattering up the stairs was not anyone who actually knocked on the door. And I don't think it was the cat, because it was like a knocking. It was a human knocking sound. So just things like that. Would it constantly happen to me in my house there, and, you know, it still continue to happen. I do have a lot of stories, but those are just two quick little ones from my childhood. I thought, too, I'd like to throw a bit of a thing out there. If anyone has any experiences with being sensitive to electricity, and being sensitive to the paranormal as well, I find that I personally am very, very sensitive to electricity. I have this weird bar trick. It's something that I can show off to anyone, but I can tell if a TV's on in a room, not like on because of the sound, but even if it's on just the blue screen, you know, like when you turn on your TV but you haven't turned on your cable box yet, I can tell if a TV is on even without the cable box or no sound or anything, from a different floor. Like, from the second if it's upstairs, the second I approach the stairs, I can tell if there's a TV on upstairs. I can tell if there's a TV on in the basement. And so that's kind of a weird thing. But then also, I kind of notice, I feel like I'm not the only one, but I kind of notice, like, when I'm walking, sometimes more often than what I think would be normal, is street lights will flicker on and off, and just little weird blurps would happen with electricity. I used to have, you know, one of those like electric talking dolls in my bedroom when I was a young kid, and it would always just go off on its own. And I never, like, as a kid, it just wouldn't scare me because it was scary. But now that I think about it as an adult and noticing the effect on electricity that I seem to have in other situations, I always wonder if maybe that has something to do with it. And just other little things too, like I can't use satin pillows or wear anything satin because I find that the static electricity really gives me a headache and just makes me feel weird. So I just try to stay away from things like that. So I just thought maybe that was something I could throw out there. I don't know if maybe other listeners experience this, or if there's any connection with this and somebody's paranormal sensitivity. Just something that I was curious about. So thank you so much for listening to my little stories. And if anyone has some insight, thank you so much as well. And keep up the great work. Thanks. Bye-bye.
I think you definitely need to look into streetlight interference phenomenon. And I think you have all the classic symptoms of being what they call a slider, SLI, for streetlight interference.
Mm-hmm.
Person that's affected by that, it's something that we hear of quite a bit, and I think it has something to go along with. I mean, I think it goes hand in hand with your paranormal sensitivity.
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to have a lot of the streetlight stuff. I've always been able to do the television trick she was describing.
Yeah,
I can tell. I don't know. Can you tell?
I can't from as far away as she said.
Yeah,
but I can hear it. It's like I hear it in my head, not like what's going on, mm-hmm. but like there's a sound that when something electronic is on, I could tell.
I think that is just a frequency thing, and that's just, mm-hmm. I think people, you know, it's a hearing. Either you can pick up on certain depths or not.
I think a lot of people can do that, but the street light thing and the sensitivity just to electronics in general. You probably have trouble wearing a watch. You probably have watches die on you constantly. That is more the streetlight interference phenomenon.
So, yeah, look into that. I think that may answer a lot of your questions, and it may make you feel not so alone in that area of things. So check that out.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. I can still do that thing pretty good with the TVs, although it was much easier back before everything went completely digital. Because I think it emanated a much louder interference.
I wanted to say something she kind of touched on about how sometimes electronic toys will go off around her.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if maybe that's the case with some of our other listeners, that they have this electronic or electromagnetic sensitivity,
mm-hmm.
and they are actually inadvertently causing some of these things to go off that they assume is something else.
And it's just them.
It could be.
There's too much iron in the blood.
It's something I haven't thought about.
Could that be something as simple as like that, where it's like there's deficiencies,
uh-huh.
and I suppose there's also over-efficiencies as well. Of having things like iron or something like that in your blood, could that be something like that? I mean, quite. I'm not trying to be, you know, joking.
I'm just
wondering if something like that, if you have a certain level of metallic some substance that's in you,
mm-hmm.
That you just produce more of, mm-hmm. could that be the reason why electronic devices are more sensitive around you, or you're more sensitive to them? And it's something that's not supernatural. It's just, this is your composition. It's what you're made out of.
I don't know. I'm not sure if there's any documentation on there being a correlation there, but that really honestly wouldn't surprise me. Because, I mean, you have a higher amount of things like metal fillings.
Yeah.
You know, things like that will make a difference. Why not a higher concentration of
what have
something
you.
In you. Yeah.
I wonder if that's it sometimes, and it's nothing paranormal. It's just your body's composition reacts differently than other people's.
Could be.
I don't know. 855-853-4802, our number. Hi.
Hey, Tony and Jenny. My name's Drew, and I've got a story to tell about a shadow person I saw. Actually, my dog and I saw. So when I was 16, I moved from Independence to Excelsior Springs, Missouri. It's very different. Our old house was very haunted, I guess you would say, and pretty creepy and terrifying. I spent every night with the lights on. So when we moved to a new house, I was pretty excited because the new house, to me, felt like there was really no activity whatsoever happening. So I was pretty happy about that. So when we moved, I got a dog for my birthday. I had him for a couple of years. We were really best friends. He's since passed away, but at the time, we would let him out to go to the bathroom at nighttime, and he would very often bark at things and run off and go into the woods and stuff like that, because we live out in the country. So this wasn't like a weird thing for him to do, was to go outside and bark. But this night, he goes outside and he starts barking, and he doesn't run out of the yard. He just stands in the yard barking. So after a couple of minutes, I'm like, I gotta go see what's going on. So I go outside, and he's standing at the edge of our yard, pointed towards our neighbor's house. So a little bit of setup for the terrain. Our neighbor is to the left of our house, and in the front right corner of our yard is a street light. So I go over to my dog, and I'm like, Toby, what are you doing? And he just keeps barking, and he kind of looks over at me, and he looks back at the yard, and he keeps barking. So I try to squint my eyes and adjust them to the night and look to see where he's barking at. And I thought there was a person standing there. And it terrified me, and I just kind of froze up. And then I looked at the figure a little closer, and it wasn't a person. It was a shadow. A very dark kind of silhouette of a person. Probably the same height as me, about 6 feet tall. It was standing, I don't know, maybe 20 feet away from us, maybe 30 feet away from us. So we both stand there, and at this point my dog is kind of like growling, and he stopped barking, and I'm like frozen kind of in fear because I can't understand what this thing. There's a shadow of me in front of me, there's a shadow of my dog in front of him, and then 20 feet away there's another shadow of a person that's not there. So after probably, it felt like forever, but 30 seconds of standing there, I looked down at my dog, and we have this game that we would play with our cats where he would chase the cats around and they would play, but I would say, get them to my dog, and he would run off after the cats. So I don't know what to do. I look down at him and I say, get them. He takes off into their yard. The shadow person runs across their front yard towards the street very quickly, and then once it gets to the edge of the street, just vanishes. And I knew it's I got chills just thinking about it. I'm standing in the front yard, my dog is chasing after this thing, and the second that I can't see anymore, my dog stops running and just looks around completely confused. So I start backing up, I run into the house and call Toby. He comes running in after me, and then when I shut the door, closed it, I didn't tell anyone, that any of my family members, what had happened, because we had just moved from a house that was very active and I didn't want to stir up anything. But it's been long enough now. I've told a couple of them, it freaked them out. So I just wanted to call and tell you guys a story. We never saw anything happen again. As far as I know, none of my family members have seen anything. So, yeah. I love you guys' show. Plan on becoming an EPP soon. Keep up the great work. Thank you.
That is an awesome dog, that he would go and sick a shadow person because you told him to.
A lot of times the animals are kind of like, F off. I'm going to go hang out over here and pee on this tree.
They're hiding behind you.
You deal with the demon shadow over there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's like, how dare you? You take me out for this walk, supposed to be nice, and you expose me to this? I don't think so. That's a loyal dog.
Yes.
So that's very interesting, and I think a rarity in our ghost stories, if you will, where the animals are not being the canary. It's seeing it.
It is.
It just has no fear of it.
Right.
So, interesting. I wonder if it makes you wonder, you know, what's the profile of the thing that's there?
Right. Know? Maybe it's not bad.
Maybe just, it's, yeah.
You just had the dog sick somebody that's not a bad shadow person.
That or was it a bad person in life? Maybe it's not emanating the energy of something completely evil that the dog knows it's got no power over. Maybe it's picking up as if it were a living person and feeling that I must protect, you know, energy out of it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
855-853-4802 is our number. Hi.
Hey, Jenny and Tony. This is Dennis calling from Rosemead, California, about 10 minutes away from LA. So I got a little story update kind of revolving about me and my grandma. I've called before about some ghosts messing with us. My grandma mainly, she's 82, so she thinks maybe that's why they keep messing with her here, even other places we go. So anyways, we went to take a family trip up to San Jose to see my brother and sister-in-law for her baby shower. San Jose is like about an hour from San Francisco. So we went this past weekend. So Saturday night, me, my brother, and sister-in-law are watching a movie. They're on the bed, I'm on the floor. And out of nowhere, we hear a noise. And me being on the floor, I get up, look around, and walk towards the sink area. The sink area is open. It's right there in the bedroom. And then the restroom has a door on the left, and there's a closet on the right with another door. But I noticed the faucet was on. It was running. And nobody was just there. Nobody was there. Nobody could turn it on. If someone went in there, we would have seen him walk in through the main door. So I turned it off, and I looked at my brother and sister-in-law. They were just like, what the F? And we didn't get scared or nothing, but it was just a trippy moment. And my sister-in-law said that's happened to her before once when she was watching The Exorcist. Like, the faucet just turned on full force, and she freaked out and turned it off and called her sister and, like, was freaking out. And her sister was telling her, oh, it was probably nothing. It was probably water pressure or something like that. But she's like, no way. So anyways, maybe 30 minutes later, we called it a night. We were falling asleep. And I went across the hall to go sleep in her son's room because he wasn't there. So my grandpa was in the bottom bed, and I went to the top bunk. And went to sleep. So later that night, I woke up, like, tossing and turning or whatever. You know how you toss and turn sometimes, wake up and go back right to sleep. First time, I was rolling around and was trying to go back to sleep, and I noticed, or I felt pressure on the left side of the bed where, like, if there was no rail, you would fall off, right? So I felt pressure like if someone was crawling onto the bed next to me, like to cuddle or something like that. That's how I felt the pressure of the bed. But I just made it seem to, like, it was maybe me being half asleep and just nothing. All right, so I blew it off, went back to sleep. Second time I woke up again, like, tossing and turning, I felt it again. Same pressure and feeling of someone crawling into bed. And I kind of stood up and, like, looked around, see if it was my grandpa trying to get my attention. But no, he was snoring away in the bottom bunk. Again, went back to sleep and woke up a third time to the same thing. The bed pressure going like if someone was crawling next to me. So that time I was like, all right, I'm not tripping out this time. I actually feel this. Like, someone's, like, right here. I couldn't feel anyone there, but I felt the bed pressure go down, right? So I went to sleep. So later that day, I guess, woke up in the morning, and then we're telling the story to my mom, dad, my grandma, and my sister. So we're telling them the story or whatever, and we told her about the bunk, how I felt something, right? And then my grandma, I guess, remembered the last time they were there, maybe a few months ago. I wasn't there, but she slept in that bottom bunk where my grandpa was sleeping that night. And I guess everyone else was awake, but she had gone to sleep early. And then out of nowhere, they heard a loud bang. So my sister went to go look. And it was my grandma, like, laid out on the floor, like, far away from the bed. And she's not one to fall off the bed. She's 82, but she still walks around. She's really good. She doesn't have a walker or nothing. She wasn't drunk because she loves to drink. But she wasn't drunk or anything. And then they I guess they just, like, kind of blew it off. Like, they said, oh, maybe she just rolled off the bed. So as that Sunday, we were telling that story about how someone crawled into my bed and then the faucet turning on the night before. She starts saying, well, you know what? Now that I think of it, I think someone or something threw me off the bed because I landed really hard and I landed really far away from the bed. And we all started thinking, dang, that may be true. And then my sister-in-law started saying, well, I don't know. I know there's, like, a ghost in here. And we're like, what? So she starts to explain how there's a little boy and he's dressed in old attire. And she sees him go from room to room sometimes or down the hall sometimes. My brother also says some stories. I actually told him to subscribe to you guys. As I was like, I'm a call in the show and tell him what happened to us this weekend. So he actually subscribed to you guys. So he might call in or whatever and tell his stories. And Yeah, so then she says about the little boy. She's telling us about the little boy, but she thinks it's harmless because nothing else has happened. I know other people that stayed at that house before, like friends. They said they heard people or like footsteps running down the hallway at night. So maybe you would think it's that. I don't know. So as we're talking right there, my nephews, they're about 2, 3, and 4. They're playing around the hallway, going down the hallway in these little tricycle things. We kind of hear them, one of them tell the other one, go, follow the little girl, follow the little girl. And I look at my sister and I was like, did you just hear that? Your son just said to my other nephew to follow the little girl. So I don't know if they were playing with the little girl or what, but about maybe 20 minutes later, we were still in the little living room talking amongst each other. And then my 4-year-old nephew goes up to my sister and says, somebody called my name. And nobody was in that side of the house. And she's like, what? And he just repeated it again. He's like, somebody called my name. And she just, she's like, no, just nobody called your name, you know? And like, she looked at me like, oh, hell no. Like, she gets freaked out easily, so I thought it was funny. So, yeah, it's a little update I had about ghosts, I guess, messing with my grandma and us and me, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. My grandma thinks it's probably because she's older. I don't know. Because they messed with her over here at our house where we live. Like 2 weeks ago, she said she was taking a nap around 4 p.m. and she felt like three pokes on her foot. And there was nobody in the house during that time. Everyone's at work. And she freaked out. And she got up and went into the kitchen. My poor grandma. Something's messing with her, I guess. So, yeah, if anything else, I'm pretty sure there'll be more stories. I'll give you guys a call. Hope you guys like the story. Love you guys.
I think whatever it was is changing from one thing to the next depending on who it's interacting with.
Why is that?
Well, because for the kids, it was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
For the grandma, it was somebody that shoved her off the bed.
Yeah.
And everybody just kind of thought, well, maybe grandma had a little too much to drink, you know. And then for one of the other family members, it was just whispering its name. It's like it's doing different things and showing itself different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandma also thought it was a little boy that was harmless. So either it's a whole bunch of things going on at once or it's one thing just kind of morphing.
To manipulate each other, you know, different people in different ways.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because you get some of the not so, you know, you get innocence out of it and then you get, you know, hurtfulness and mischievous out of it as well. So it's hard to know. It's pretty obvious. I think once you hit the mischievous or down the path of trying to hurt people, that whatever it is not so good.
Yeah.
If that's part of its, you know, repertoire of tricks. It's because it did something nice over here, and now it's doing something dark over there that's probably dark no matter what.
And they probably suspect it's different things.
Yeah.
You know? That might be why it's trying to do that.
I agree. Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you've not become an EPP yet here in the new year, you've not made that your New Year's resolution, I think you should probably drop whatever it is that you thought you should be doing, whether that's, exercise is a common one, walking your dog more.
Eating celery.
Did you say eating celery?
I said eating celery.
Eating celery. Whatever, you know, New Year's resolution it may be, stop that because it's not going to be beneficial and become
that's
an EPP.
Good.
I'm kidding. You should probably do those things too. We need you alive to be an EPP. So otherwise we get stories about you. So,
yeah.
So please become an EPP at ghostpodcast.com. You get all the bonus episodes of our show. It's think of it as a gift to yourself. So you sign up for that, get all the bonus episodes. Every single week, a brand new one comes out. Our best stories are on there. You don't believe me, look at the comments that people make on our social media. People say that, you know, pretty much verbatim or in their own words. All the bonus video content, lots of good stuff there. That's what keeps this thing going. So if you like our show, consider becoming one. It's only $5 a month, or you can sign up for a full year, get a month free, and get a bunk bed bell as well. So you can annoy the crap out of your family by ringing a bell every time you listen to our show, because inevitably bunk bed comes up at some point or another. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com. Let's go to the story. Hi.
Hi, Hey, Tony and Jenny, this is Alejandro. I was just calling to tell you a story. It's not really related to ghosts, but it's quite interesting, and I think you'll find it interesting too. So, just wanted to let you know that I really love the show, and probably after recording this, I'm going to sign up to be an EPP member, just because I want to know everything. So, without further ado, unfortunately, my sister passed away last year, and this was really horrible for my family. It was just the most distressing thing that's happened in a very long time. But out of this, it'll come something that some could think could be good. I'm not really sure how you want to see it. I don't even know how I see it. It's just very confusing. So, a few months ago, one of my cousins had a dream, and she told me, you know, I don't know if I should tell you this dream. And I said, no, of course you should. What is it about? And she said, oh, I saw your sister. And she was with a boy. Note, my sister was only 3 years old, and she was holding hands with a boy probably 10 or 11 years old. And she said to me, in the dream I asked your sister, who is the boy that you're standing with? And my sister replied, it's my brother. So obviously my cousin was very confused. She said to me, you know, I know that you don't have a brother, so this is really strange. And I said to her, actually, there's something that my parents haven't really shared with a lot of people, and I know that your mom knows, but everyone's kind of kept quiet about it. But I do have a brother, but he passed away when I was very young, and he was never actually, like, born, but my mom miscarried him at about 7 months, I think, because I had caught chicken pox, and then my mum had never had them before, so she caught them too, and this is the reason that my brother passed away. So I said to her, well, you know, I do have a brother. This is probably the boy that she was standing with. The way you've described him, he fits features that, you know, my parents have, and the age, it would be his age now. He'd probably be 10 or 11. So I said, you know, this makes sense. And in a way, I'm kind of glad that they're together. You know, I wish they wouldn't have passed away, but if they, you know, now that they have, I'm glad that they have each other. And that raises a lot of questions for me, actually, because I'm not religious. I don't actually believe in an afterlife, but this is send me in a whirlwind of confusion. But okay, the story doesn't end here. A few weeks later, she came and stayed with me at my house. And when we woke up in the morning, she said, you know, I've had another dream. She said to me, in the dream, your sister was next to me. And she said, why hasn't my sister come to see me? You know, everyone's come to see me except sister. Like, I really want to see her. And this practically means that I haven't gone to see her grave. When she did pass away, I bought tickets immediately to fly to Colombia. But what happened is the flight, I don't know, the airline just destroyed me and cancelled the tickets on my behalf for no good reason. I was never given a good reason for it. Anyways, so I couldn't go. And after that, I haven't made the effort to go back in the summer. You know, my family's willing to pay for a ticket. I just said, no, I don't want to go. I just really don't want to deal with it. It's so hard for me. But now that she's, you know, she's told this to my cousin, you know, asking me to see her, I feel differently. And I think I might. But it's just weird, you know, that my sister's coming through in dreams and trying to communicate with us. You know, she's told us that she's okay, and that she's with my brother, and that she just wants me to visit her grave. And so yeah, that's my story. I did write in another story a week ago. You can completely ignore that. It was written very badly, and I will send you an audio file with a better version. And just want to hear your thoughts on that. Okay, take care. Thank you.
I don't see the harm. I mean, if she came to you and it truly is a visitation dream,
mm-hmm.
I don't see the harm in going to the grave. I mean, it may be difficult emotionally, but if that was all that was asked, maybe it's worth doing.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's really interesting. You're getting these communications through this way, and you're able to verify it, because the person who's delivering the message has no knowledge of a lot of these topics. Mm-hmm. It's like, here's what I got. It was a dream. To me, it's pretty screwy. And probably they're expecting you to say, yeah, that is pretty screwy. That's impossible. That, you know, then it's like, wait a second.
Right.
You didn't know this piece of the puzzle. And so that validates it, I think, a lot more. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing the story with us. And please do keep us updated if you do make it over there, what that experience is like, if you wouldn't mind sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Thank you for listening to another episode of the program. If you like what you hear, EPP it. Please become an EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month is all it is. Get all those bonus episodes, 120 some of those video content. And more. And maybe I'll put cat videos up there soon, just for the heck of it. Just
sure.
Just go to the other part of the house and start taping the cat. And hey, cat videos. Just random cat. I wish on the on Snapchat, some of the snaps, if you like, it recognizes faces, if it could change animal faces. I mean, it changes people faces into animal faces. Even better if it did animal faces into people faces. There's an idea.
Okay.
I put those up. Anyway, check it out, ghostpodcast.com. Help us stay on the air. Greatly appreciate that. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LifeLock and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.